What? Yeah.
I'm behaving myself. I'm not playing in abandoned buildings. What? Again? Now, I suppose you had those people follow me again. Fine. Hey, this is Jimmy Farrow from Monty and the Farrow, and I want to thank all our subscribers. We have now passed 14,000 on our YouTube channel. But I want to ask our subscribers to take the next step for us and become a full-fledged member of Monty and the Farrow. Yeah, that's right, folks. There's three different levels to choose from. There's free shirts. There's free autographs. Just check it out and become a member of Long Island's number one pro wrestling broadcast, Monty and the Farrow. Later.
All right, welcome back to Long Island's number one pro wrestling broadcast, Monty and the Farrow, seen only here out of Indie Music TV, straight out of Ronkonkoma, Long Island. Farrow,
hey,
kudos to you.
Thank you.
Great show last week, This Week in Wrestling, and
thank you.
You know,
don't do that again.
Solo's easy, dude.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. No, you handled it. Jared, how'd you think he handled it solo? I thought he was excellent.
Yeah, he did great last time.
Oh boy,
I did too. I thought he. He was well spoken. I thought he had a good setup, and I really enjoyed when you talked to the partners of Monty the Farrow, the First Lady of Wrestling, ESO, Chris Lee from Australia,
Mr. Phil,
of course, Mr. Phil,
That was
a little
great.
Roll call out there. First Lady in the house, Chris Lee, RJ Hudson, ESO, Happy Thursday, Stingers. Who else is around? Guys, I'm using a different laptop, so it's not...
wait a minute. What happened to the other one?
Well, the other one's...
I know the other one.
Kabatsi.
So it just fall off the back of a truck and you caught it before it hit the ground?
No, this is my work laptop, I shouldn't be using this for, but I needed something. Jason, how are you? It's good to have
you, Jay?
Here on a Thursday. I think we're gonna have a little special surprise for everybody, hopefully.
Okay. I like surprises.
Towards the...
I think.
Towards now or shortly, so hang in there.
Farrow
Weezer cancels Broadway residency due to low ticket sales. The Post: Weezer canceled Broadway residency due to low ticket sales. Whatever. Weezer cancels their Broadway show.
First of all, Weezer has residency?
I guess.
Weezer.
Yeah.
Weezer. Who the hell shows up every week to see Weezer?
I don't care
if they look just like Buddy Holly. I'm not going.
You didn't like Weezer?
They were an amusing band. And I put them a step above, and this is going to sound awful, but I put them a step above Weird Al as far as they're amusing. That's about it. They're not even as amusing as Weird Al, come to think of it. Grab yourself an egg and beat it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Have some more tuna, have some more Spam. It doesn't matter if it's fried or canned. Just eat it.
That's scary that you even know that song.
Dude, I had the album.
Do you really?
Weird Al Yankovic, 3D.
Oh, my God.
I'm a loser. What do you want? it's one of my favorite Beatles songs.
Wow.
I'm a loser.
Well, that's a good song.
You know? It is a great song. Yeah, I don't get it, dude. I don't get it. I don't know how they would have residency. I'm kind of shocked at that, and I'm not surprised by it. So, sorry, Weezer.
And Weezer was a 1990s band, so...
They were.
I guess they don't translate well in the 2000s.
Huh? Maybe they don't, but I bet you if, Pearl Jam decided that they wanted to do residency at Broadway. Watch them sell out every damn show.
Yeah, well, Weezer's not.
They're not Pearl Jam.
There you go. The world's heart is broken as we've lost Olivia Newton-John. Olivia Newton-John ex-husband Matt Ledlansky breaks his silence over the star's death. On August 8th, the world lost Grease star Olivia Newton-John. The multi-talented actress died from breast cancer at her California home. her husband announced on Facebook. Since originally being diagnosed back in 1992, the singer has been in remission until 2017, where she announced that the disease had returned. After her original diagnosis, the star became deeply passionate about cancer research and began searching a way to make impact to the field native. Anyway, Olivia Newton-John, Farrell, and you know, I'm thinking about Chris Lee here. You know, I wonder how Chris feels being Olivia Newton-John's from Australia, right? Or it's, I think my wife might have told me she was born in England. Is that possible?
I think so. I think she was born in England and then wound up in Australia at a young age. This one hurts. This one hurts. Being a small kid back when Grease came out, Sandy is one of the hottest women ever put on the face of the earth.
Oh, absolutely.
One of the hottest women ever. What I didn't realize reading her obituary, and it really hammered home, did you realize that this was a million-plus single-selling country star before Grease?
Oh, yeah.
Olivia was a superstar before Grease. I didn't know. I didn't even have a record player yet when she was doing these things in the early 70s. But she was already a major star. And then she does Grease, and forget about it. She was always great after that. And here's another thing I did not know. Can you name the longest-running single that stayed at number one during the entire decade of the 1980s?
Let's get physical.
10 weeks at the top.
How do you like that?
Nice.
How do you like that?
1983, 10 weeks at the top of the chart.
Do you remember?
Do you know how many great songs came out in the 80s?
Do you remember that video?
Of course I do. Yeah, my wrist remembers that video too. Let's not get into that, even though I just did.
Weren't there all men in that video?
Were there? I wasn't looking at them. I was looking at her. Well, you would remember the old men in the video. Yeah,
oh,
probably were.
My God.
A bunch of dudes like, oh, Olivia, please just look in my direction. Wow. She was the goods, you know? And even when things failed for her, she was so red hot at the time, like Xanadu.
Yeah.
Bombed at the box office. Gene Kelly's last film he decides to do with her. There were some big hits off that fucker.
Call me crazy, but did
big
you
big hits?
I think about movies, and I always wanted. I know they made a Grease 2. They made a
sequel. Like, yeah, but, boy, was that shit. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
in her first film, I think.
Absolutely.
Major film.
But
it was
terrible. Always wanted a sequel of Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, like them after the high school years.
Right.
I always
like
Urban Cowboy. I always wanted to see after. You know what I'm saying?
Urban Cowboy.
But did you
want to
see a sequel for Grease? Travolta
you
and
see,
Olivia Newton-John.
I don't know if there really was a reason to have one. This was about kids, right? They were kids.
Yes.
I'm not so sure. Now, maybe if you go in a completely different direction and years later they're older and you take a different approach with it, maybe it would have worked. I don't know. I'm not sure. By the way, what gets a little lost in all of this as far as Grease goes, how about John? How about the perfect mate for her?
Oh, absolutely.
John Travolta pushed for her, too. I don't know if you knew this.
I did not know that.
John Travolta was already established from Saturday Night Fever and previously the sweat hog, Vinnie Barbarino.
Right.
So when they were casting, they almost cast Carrie Fisher. Star Wars, Princess Leia. They almost did.
Oh, that would have been a mistake.
Right. And he was like, no, 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 no. I want Olivia. Dude, please consider her. So you know how that all turned out. And John Travolta himself,
first,
very
talented.
The first
lady says, hopelessly devoted.
Oh, my God.
When she sang that song, it was like she was singing it to you.
You know what's really, really, it's truthful. I'm being truthful. That song strikes a chord. You know what I mean? You can hear it in her voice. It does feel like she's singing to you. She's hopelessly devoted to Mike. There you go.
Ugh. I love
what
Grease.
A loss. What a loss. She's a real legend. I don't like to throw that word around too much, but sometimes it just fits, and it sure fits with her.
And if you didn't know it, that is the star of the show, Mr. Jimmy Farrell. We'd like to thank the band that sings the theme song for Monty and the Farrell, Wisteria Hall, led by my partner here, Jimmy Farrell, along with his partner, Mr. Bart Griggs.
Bart, man!
They make up the band Wisteria Hall. Wisteria Hall sings such great songs as In My Dreams, This Life, Not Far Behind, Here Comes the Rain. You can find their music on the Wisteria Hall YouTube page. Hear them on Spotify, Apple Music, Reverb Nation, or wherever you can get downloads. Do you listen to your own music?
Not lately. I usually listen to my music heavily when we're making it.
And then that's it?
I will occasionally go back and appreciate all the hard work and try to enjoy it. You know, it's so much different when you're the one creating it. I don't know if that makes any sense, but...
No, it does.
You know,
does.
I mean, when you're the one creating it, all the labor that Bart and I go through to make these songs and all the endless hours of combing over every last minute thing of it, yeah. I usually take a little time to enjoy it afterwards, but not too much.
And if you didn't know it, you are watching Long Island's number one pro wrestling broadcast, Monty Nefaro. Catch us on the Monty Nefaro YouTube page, the Monty Nefaro Facebook Live page. Hear us on the High Art Radio, Spotify, Hanker, and the Monty Nefaro Twitch TV page. Also, if you're lucky enough, channel 115 in New York every Tuesday at 9:30 or Saturday at 11:30 p.m. where we go head-to-head against Saturday Night Live, and channel 20 Tuesdays at 1 a.m.
Now, did you ace those negotiations right away?
We are not the deadline is...
They push it back a little bit, maybe, or something?
No, deadline's in a couple of days.
Shit, dude.
In fact...
Oh, shit.
In fact, I forgot to upload a cable version, and I got a warning.
Uh-oh.
The other day.
With our library? Tell them to pick a great episode, any great episode.
There's some things into it, and I was sick last week,
yeah,
and I kind of focused. I missed a date to put it on. I took care of it, but,
okay,
you know.
Good. Okay, yeah.
But again, these
should
are,
be nice
these
to
are
us,
hardcore,
120,000 eyes.
Exactly.
Be nice to
hardcore
us.
Negotiations,
yeah,
please.
Exactly.
We want to thank Amazon Music for putting us back on their network, and we'll be right back with what we call, if you don't, what the hell? Monty doesn't change his script.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Some are born great. Others have greatness thrust upon them.
It's not easy for us having all this thrust upon us. We'll see you in a second.
You need a body shop? You need engine repair? Auto Excellence. Collision Specialists. 631-261-6420. That's 631-261-6420. Auto Excellence.
And APB, American Protection Bureau, voted number one best on Long Island for all your security needs. Call 631-390-9050. That's 631-390-9050. APB.
Hey folks, this is Wolfie D here, and if you are looking to buy or sell a home in Tennessee or Southern Kentucky, you're going to want to call my buddy, the rock star realtor, Benji Bowie. And you say, Wolfie, how do I get in touch with this rock star? Well, you can call him directly at 615-390-8216. You can go to his website, BowieHomes.com. That's B-U-I-E Homes.com. Or you can email him at BenBowie34@gmail.com. BenBuie34@gmail.com. When you need a home, you need the Rockstar Realtor.
Tell him Wolfie sent you. Benji is a member of Exit Realty's Garden Gate team in Gallatin, Tennessee.
All right, welcome back to Long Island's number one pro wrestling broadcast, Monty Nefaro, only seen here out of Indie Music TV. Faro.
Yo.
The crowd out there is talking about Welcome Back Cotter.
Yeah, what do we got?
Let's see here. Jay Will says, Juan Epstein, Ron Horshack, Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
Boom Boom.
And Barbarino. Chris sure. Lee says, Patrick Swayze was meant to play Danny first, but broke his ankle. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that. Patrick Swayze kicked ass, too.
Oh, my God. He would have been good in that, though, right?
Yeah, I think that might have worked. But what if it would have been Patrick Swayze and Carrie Fisher? I don't know, man. History might have been altered quite a bit.
Matthew Holland in the house. Yeah,
what's up, Matt?
Well,
up?
Things happen for a reason, right? So I'm happy that it ended up with Travolta.
And Olivia.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Faro, Bray Wyatt to return back to the WWE. Bray Wyatt is released by the WWE last year on July 31st. That caught many fan members of the WWE roster by surprise. Wyatt was clearly one of the most creative wrestlers in his generation, but for whatever reason, it seemed like Vincent Kennedy and McMahon just didn't quite understand his character. It seems like the speculation made have some validity, as Sean Ross Sapp, your friend of Fightful, has posted an interesting update on Wyatt's future, which Bray Wyatt looks like he signed a deal that promises him WWE championships.
Okay. Okay. Creative control.
Creative control.
Yes. Good. Good. Very, very happy about this.
Why?
Well, for a couple of reasons. I always felt that he is the most, of all the wrestlers in the last 10 to 12 years that are creative, let's just stick with the mind.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Right.
He has no peer. He is that creative. He has always come up with great ideas. You know his bloodline, obviously. So you know that he comes from the family line that is completely respectable. I think he's an amazing in-ring wrestler. He's a great performer. He has always been. When I see him on a television, I'm not changing the channel. If you follow me, I'm like, it's fucking Bray Wyatt. I'm watching. So I'm very happy about it. I think that the only time it truly went wrong,
right,
over all those years with Vince, and Vince doesn't deserve to be condemned because I think Vince pushed the shit out of him for the most part, the one major mistake. But at the time, we understood what he was commercially trying to do was they should not have had them lose to Goldberg at the end of the day. I can see why that was a real killing point for Bray. I can see that. The Fiend was such a strong monster that he should not be losing that way. Because let's face it, Goldberg pretty much kicked his ass.
I got to be honest with you, man. You know? I think about this. I think as wrestling fans,
wasn't good.
We tripped the light fantastic and kind of put these guys on a higher pedestal than they deserve.
Fair enough.
Was the fight, look, fair was enough. The Bray Wyatt family, the Wyatt family, great. Awesome?
They were.
Right? They could have done much better with that. They kind of screwed that all
they
up.
Could have.
You know,
let
the
Harper
Fiend,
go.
Didn't the Fiend,
like it.
Okay.
But Fiend was cool.
I
like
again,
the Fiend.
I know you've disagreed with me. I'm not a big, I don't think Bray Wyatt's that good of a wrestler, man.
Wow. I do.
And again, remember when he was with Matt Hardy as tag team champion?
Yeah.
This is a guy.
I think he's an excellent wrestler.
He's something you'd like to have on your roster.
Oh, I think so too.
To promise him all this stuff to bring him back.
You know,
that's
how many times he's held, you know how many times he's held the belt, right?
How many times?
A bunch. I can't give you the exact amount, but it's been more than once, man. I would say three, four.
Okay.
I think four.
Could be. All right.
You know, I mean, a couple of times as himself and a couple of times as the Fiend. The guy, I consider him a WWE champion. I do. I don't look at him and go, there's a mid-carder. Mm. Let me put it that way. That's Bray fucking Wyatt. You know, am I overblowing this? Maybe. But look, for this generation, look, I can never give these guys Hulk Hogan love. But Bray Wyatt is awesome.
I wanted
Wyatt.
Keep him out of the AEW. That's all.
Absolutely. See, that's one guy that I feel might have made a difference over there. So I'm relieved, tell you the truth. I didn't want to see him over there. You know, did you like The Fiend?
I thought yes, The Fiend I enjoyed was fucking The Fiend, cool. But then he lost
his mojo through the push
and
they
the
were
whole,
giving him.
And I got to tell you, when they did the whole thing with Seth freaking Rollins being scared of him.
Yes.
Like, it made sense for him to lose to Goldberg. To me, it made sense. Goldberg is Goldberg.
Goldberg is Goldberg.
When you look at it in the end, Goldberg is money.
Right.
The Fiend is not.
The Fiend can be money, though. We'll see. It's to be
determined. Look, I'm happy he's coming. Don't get me
let's
wrong.
Let's be fair, though, too. In the past, Shields versus Wyatt family was money. That was a successful fucking program, dude. Very. Shield versus the Wyatt family? Come on, man. Come on. That was a great.
That was great.
That was fucking great. You know, and you know, Bray.
Like
so
I said, you could have gone farther.
You were pointing out when it was happening.
You could have gone farther with the Wyatt family.
You could have gone farther with the Fiend. Actually, could have gone farther with both. I think that's what led to.
And I kind of think they blew the Alexa Bliss thing too. They could have had that Fiend Alexa Bliss.
Man, oh man, yeah, I agree. You know, is Wyatt the closest dark figure we have to the Undertaker? I'll take him. I think he is. Don't tell me Edge. You know. You know what I'm getting
at. I understand what you're saying, yeah.
I think he's entertaining as fuck. And by the way, real fast, can I throw this in since we're talking dark characters? Can we get the Brood? Can we get Gangrel and Schmucko over in AEW to come back for Edge?
Because
Edge is coming out of the goddamn thing again with the Brood music. It's like, so where's the Brood?
Christian's
I know.
Busy making fun of Jungle Boy.
Right. He could be rising up through the smoke with fucking Edge and fucking, I don't
all
know,
right,
man.
Here's something we have to speak about. It's already old news, but it really...
Old news.
I need you to weigh in on this, okay, right? So Sasha Banks, Naomi made one of their first signing appearances for $30,000. $30,000! Right?
Some and poor truck driver won't make that in a year. Go ahead.
All the fans,
yeah,
everybody that knows wrestling has seen the pictures.
Yeah.
Sasha Banks was not taking pictures with fans 6 feet away.
6 feet?
Jared, if you could just find one picture with a fan from this event. I know people have seen the picture. First of all, Sasha Banks doesn't even look the same anymore. I don't even know.
Hey, Jared, put in Sasha Banks social distancing. I'm sure you'll find something.
But these people are paying.
Oh, my Lord.
I think I could read something real quick.
The nerve.
There was a quote
nerve.
Some guy posted.
Don't go outside the door if you don't want anybody near you if you're going to charge that kind of
fucking
money.
Well, again.
$30,000, stay 6 feet away from me?
Here, this guy
you're
wrote.
You're not afraid to go outside, stay inside.
Cost was $130 for a duo pick. While I was happy to be in the room with them, the distance things was a shock, and the experience wasn't the experience I was expecting. I saw the picture of them hugging women, and I did not need to touch them, but standing next to them would have been nice. And I'll show you, Farrow. Here he is, $130, and they're over there.
You got to be kidding me. It's insulting as fuck. Is there something wrong with me here?
Well, do you think that...
What the
fuck? Do you think that the event should have told the people...
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You. This is what it
costs. Before you get in your car and drive an hour?
Exactly.
And pay through the fucking... How much was it? $130 to stand 6 feet from them?
Wow. Almighty One says Jimmy should take a picture with Sasha 30 feet away.
We should. And with me holding my nose. Like, oh geez, Sasha.
God.
Use some deodorant.
Oh, my
God. Oh, please, man. I find it very... Well, what do you think? I think it's arrogant.
There's the pictures right there.
Right.
Jared's putting them up right now.
So what did you... Like, let's say you walk up, you meet them. Hey, how are you?
What is this?
I think it's arrogant. What do you think?
Well, it's funny. Someone else posted pictures, reason why they do social distancing for fans. And they got pictures of... I don't know if, Jared, you can find these.
What?
But, like, Alexa Bliss, the man,
yeah.
These people are hugging them like,
oh, like
weird.
Yeah, there's always
them.
That.
And it's
how
like,
about a screening process? Just the weirdos to the side. They let you and me go past.
Listen, if you're gonna take a picture, you know? Like you can't be. Look,
it's
again,
ridiculous.
It's terrible.
It's a bad look.
Like it just looks.
It's a bad look.
Oh, and there
What's
she
that?
Is with a girl.
Why is she letting a girl touch her? She feels strongly one way. I'm
don't
confused.
Know.
I'm very confused. I don't know. I find it a little arrogant. And again, like you're charging through the roof. You got, and that's a great point. Let the people know when they get in their cars and drive
like,
an hour.
I understand.
Take
if you
the
want
day
a
off from work,
distance,
lose a
right?
day's pay for
you don't
Sasha.
Want to get COVID. I get it. I
yeah,
get it.
That's fine.
First of all, don't
then don't do these public events.
Don't do it. Thank
right.
you. You're right.
Why,
don't
the,
do these public events.
I don't understand it, dude. How pissed would you have been? Like, let's say you and I know you love Sasha.
Oh, I
okay?
love her.
And right. you know I dig Sasha too, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do. So we get in the car. We take the day off from our jobs
mm-hmm.
and shit like that. We drive all the way fucking there. We didn't even skip breakfast because we wanted to make sure we got a good place in line.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be awesome. I wonder if she's as hot in real life as her. Stand over here. What do you mean over here? That's right.
I gotta
stand away
believe,
from them.
I got to tend to believe if
shit.
You and me went there,
yeah.
we don't look... look, I'm kind of patting ourselves on the back.
Go ahead.
We don't have that...
No one else will.
Like, I'm a
do
freaky...
It.
Fan,
no,
let me touch you, guy.
Oh, no, I'm the
you know
furthest
I mean?
Thing from.
Exactly.
I can think of a few.
In
people.
Fact, we're old. You know, so it's like, oh old
is,
man takes.
Is that what figure? Is that what fact?
Yeah, I think Sasha Banks like, oh, they're old. Come on over.
You guys seem
I'll
homeless.
Touch you. I'll touch you.
Your
what
shit,
could you do to
your
me?
Your shit probably doesn't work
I'll,
anyway.
Exactly. I'll beat the shit out of you anyway, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
she gives us both those knee things that she does.
That little weenie you got between your legs ain't doing shit.
That little weenie, Jake the Snake, not. That's horrendous. Yeah, I didn't like it.
Jake the Snake Knot.
Yeah.
I just caught that.
Yeah, Knot.
That's pretty
yeah.
funny, man.
Hey, Damien.
So,
ugh.
Do you blame Sasha? Now, Naomi, from what I understand, was by when you're doing individuals, stood next to people.
I was going to say, my gut read is that Sasha it calls all the shots, and Naomi goes, okay, Sasha.
Don't see
that
dynamic.
Are you
blaming
the event,
or are you blaming Sasha?
I blame both. The event should have known, and if they didn't know, they should let the fans know. This is typical fucking bait and switch. You know, when you go to see a wrestler, I would tend to think that you want to be able to shake their hand.
Hey, Scott says out there, we're famous. Know? They know who we are.
Yeah, there you go.
So Sasha Banks would be like, oh, I'm fine.
Oh, fuck, it's Monty and the Pharaoh.
It's Monty and the
Kick Pharaoh. Those fuckers out of here.
By the way, what know? Is up with Sasha Banks? Does she look like this? Was that even Sasha Banks? I'm not even sure. She didn't
what, she
look
got
the
more
same.
Surgery? Did she?
She don't look the right to me.
Ay, ay, ay. These people with their surgery.
Did
all you
right,
see
guys.
What Paige looks like? Paige, that,
Paige
changed
looks
her...
Like- Dude,
she changed her face.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
Whatever
matter.
She
Paige
did,
is irreversibly.
Keep it going.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay.
Sasha Banks, I find to be one of the most really beautiful women.
Sasha Banks is
right,
yeah.
But not what I
they're
don't
doing
like.
Too
what
much
she did herself
to
her.
Too much
her.
Chiseling
like
around
it.
The nose area or something.
It's her husband. Okay, this guy's sewing too many of her outfits. I guess. You know what's funny? Did WWE fire
tight.
Him? Did they fire him after they let them go?
I don't know. Did they?
Imagine $30,000 to sit there and take pictures with people for 4 hours.
Yeah. Well, you know, Laura Knight has called us for a job. Did you get that message?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, I want to...
Let me produce your show.
Let me get Jared's coffee.
Let me produce your show.
People power.
All right, guys, we'll be back with some are born to be great, others are greatness thrust upon him, where we're going to talk about, by the way, Hulk Hogan. It's his
brother.
Birthday today.
Oh,
and we're
going to
talk about
brother.
Hulk Hogan, who I think is fair enough that we consider... The greatest
yeah.
of all time.
Absolutely. Brother, be right back, dude.
The Monty and the Pharaoh Show is brought to you by...
Because wine is your second favorite four-letter word. California wine, New York attitude, good fucking wine.
Yeah. M&J Video Games and Collectibles. Sport and non-sport cards, wrestling items, autographed items. We buy, sell, and trade. M&J Video Games and Collectibles, located at 1049 Queen Street, Southington, Connecticut. Call us at 1-860-479-9223 or 860-93-GAMES. M&J Video Games and Collectibles. And Nitro's Garage for all your automotive needs. Call 646-675-2349. That's 646-675-2349. For all your automotive needs, Nitro's Garage, ask for Jack.
In the mood for a freshly roasted cup of coffee? www.offtherailscoffeeroasters.com.
Do you treat your dog as part of the family? Well, so do we. So why not celebrate your pup's birthday with the ultimate party box? Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Party Pup Info, and let us make your pup's party or any celebration perfection.
You want to star in your own success? Call QuickCast. www.quickcast.com. 866-7-CAST-NOW. That's 866-7-CAST-NOW. QuickCast.
Start your own success.
Wrestling fans, now you too can look as cool as Monty and the Pharaoh by wearing the official Monty and the Pharaoh sunglasses at night for $8.99 each. That's only $8.99 each. Now available at MontyandThePharaoh.com.
All right, welcome back to Long Island's number one pro wrestling broadcast, Monty DeFaro, seen only here out of Indie Music TV, straight out of Ronkonkoma, Long Island. Faro.
Yo.
Hulk Hogan, happy birthday.
Thoughts? Happy birthday, Hulk Hogan. Happy birthday to the greatest wrestler ever?
Yes.
Happy birthday to Terry Bollea, Hulk Hogan. I love Hulk Hogan. I never get tired of Hulk Hogan. I was just thinking about Hulk Hogan earlier today because we were going to discuss a little bit about him.
Right.
And I think you wanted to ask me, what do I think of this guy just from in general? The very first time I ever laid my eyes on him, I knew he was a world champion. Like right away, I thought to myself, how is this guy not going to beat Bob Backlund? I'm talking about when he arrived
when
in 1980 with Freddie Blassie.
Right.
You knew right away looking at him. You know, some people are born with it. And he was to me. The very first time I laid my eyes on Hulk Hogan, I said to myself, this guy should kill Backlund. Absolutely. His it factor was oozing way before he was Hulkamania.
You know, it's funny you bring that up. Because I was thinking about when you first got me into wrestling, right? And he was kind of on his tail end, right? I think he had just like lost to Atlas or some shit like that.
But, right, by count out.
And I just remember I was getting so into wrestling. Mm-hmm. Big Boss Fetty, remember? Thank
what
you, sir.
What is up, Boss Fetty? Thank you, bro.
Andy, idea how long before Hunter gets his next NDR or sexual allegation?
Hunter gets one?
Does he get one?
No, I don't think so. I think Hunter's...
You're just going straight up with that.
Yeah, I think Hunter's lived a much different life than Vince McMahon.
Really?
Honestly, yeah. I bet you Hunter always thought to him, look, Hunter went through a lot to get himself in the place he wound up in. Are you really going to take the gamble after you get into the family? You're going to fuck someone else behind Stephanie's back and risk everything? Triple H strikes me as a little too smart for that. I don't know.
Anyway, back to Hogan.
Yeah.
I remember when I became such a wrestling fan and then Rocky, you know, Rocky was the big thing. And then Rocky III, Mr. T.
Sure.
And then that's when I really got into Hogan, like,
right.
Because, you know, he was going to fight Rocky and we wanted to prove that, you know, because we defended wrestling, right? Because
everybody's,
it's fake. And
you
we
still
always,
do.
You know, and
yeah.
I remember when he finally shows up at WWE.
Yep.
All I could say is this.
Man, oh man.
Hulk Hogan changed my life.
Hulk Hogan changed a lot of lives. Wrestling can do that for some of us. And he did.
He was a game changer. He's one
How did he change your life?
Well, he inspired me. Isn't that what a hero does?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what a hero does? Yeah. You know, you people that are, you know, younger, you're lucky. You're younger. God bless you. May you have long, healthy lives. But man, oh man, back in those days when Hogan came around, that character was incredibly inspiring. And yeah, say your prayers, take your vitamins. You know what? It was over. It was absolutely over. Hulk Hogan was the nation's hero. As uncomfortable as this may seem to be for some of the modern day haters of Hulk Hogan, look, I lived through it. Mike lived through it. He was a hero. Everybody adored him. And he did all the right things, and he said all the right things. Obviously, years later, when, you know, there were other things that happened, that's later on. But for that time period, Hulk Hogan was exactly what America wanted, and Hulk Hogan was exactly what, you know, what America got. They got an American hero, and that's what he was. Hulk Hogan is the greatest.
Well said.
I'm sorry.
Well said.
You know, they talk about moving the needle. How about moving the whole goddamn chessboard? Hulk Hogan did. Changed everything.
You know, Jason says something here. Jason says, when you think about it, Sylvester Stallone gave Hogan his first big push.
Yeah, in many ways he did, because, you know, Senior did give Hogan quite the push. People forget that Hogan and Andre fought at Shea Stadium in 1980.
Sure.
So Senior did. Vern Gagne was smart enough to give him a push, but stupid enough to not keep the belt on him and take it off of him. So he had experienced some pretty legitimate pushes in the business. Sylvester Stallone made sure everybody knew who Hulk Hogan was, so I agree. The real, true first great push came from Sly, and you saw how Hogan capitalized on it later. So, Rocky III was great. Hogan's great.
There was a point in my life, it's like everything, you know, again, we were teenagers, is that fair?
Yeah.
Maybe a little later on.
No, we were teenagers. Yeah.
And he had such...
I was 12 when I first saw Hulk Hogan. How about that? I was 12. 1980, I'm turning 13. I saw him before my 13th birthday.
Right.
And the first time I laid eyes on him with that big purple robe and shit like that, with the, what did he have, the Hogan hammer?
Yeah,
the Hogan hammer. Oh, man, the second he walked in the ring, I'm like, who is that? That guy reeked of it factor before he even spoke a word. Blassie was talking for him.
Well, did you ever see Hogan live?
Yes, many times. One of my favorite matches of all is, and this is before WrestleMania 3, again, this is the Hogan-Blassie.
Right.
Okay? Hogan fought Andre at the Nassau Coliseum. Okay? Early 80s. My father takes me to the matches. Somehow, my father gets us insane seats. We are in the first four rows in front of the ring. Okay? Hogan, Andre. And Hogan's a bad guy. Fans are booing the fuck out of him. Mm. He's so over as a bad guy. This is way before the NWO. He's over. You know, boo, boo, boo. Andre comes out our hero, blah, blah, blah. I will never forget this memory as long as I live. I'm in the fourth row, and Hogan goes to body slam Andre. And I have a view of Hogan's back as he's doing this.
What is this, Comac Arena?
Nassau Coliseum.
Because I saw them at the Comac Arena.
Nice. Nice.
Which is funny that Very Hogan nice. Andre was
at the Comac Arena.
Comac Arena.
You probably also saw Backlund versus Slaughter at the Comac Arena.
Missed
I
that
did.
One. I saw, was at the, I saw Slaughter, I Cobra Cuts Challenge with Tony Garea.
Very nice. I saw Patera versus Backlund
at the Comac Arena.
Wow. Absolutely. And he was Intercontinental Champion, by the way.
All right, let me know if you could keep talking
okay,
about
so I have the view of Hogan's back.
Right.
And 15,000 people because the Coliseum was sold out, and that's the most you can get in that place, you know. You hear the ooh, because they can tell he's about to pick him up. I had a view of Hogan's back muscles. The whole back ripples. It's almost like I'm watching Lou Ferrigno change into the Hulk on the Incredible Hulk show back in the Bill Bixby days. The whole back ripples. He gets him up. I got a back view of Andre's massive body and his feet. And all I hear are two words from Hogan. Oh, shit! Boom! Place went berserk. Place went berserk. We just saw Andre the Giant get body slammed. The place went berserk. And the best part, Hogan in full, and they wrote it well because the fans were so angry. He ran away. That's how he lost the match. He literally, Andre got up off the mat and started to really beat him down, and Hogan ran for his life and took Blassie with him, and they went to the back. The fans were furious. But they all came back next month. You know? I mean, it was a great match, and Hogan was so over. I've got many different memories. I was there the night that they put a banner up at Madison Square Garden for Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, you were there for that.
I was there for that. I thought they were going to leave
it
there.
Took it down.
That pissed me off. WrestleMania was born at the Garden. There's no reason to take that banner down. That banner should always stay there.
So what do you think about the fans that say, look, Hogan wasn't the greatest? Well, let me ask you this. Let's go back.
Are they talking technical? No shit, Sherlock.
Wrong question.
Yeah.
Here's my question to you.
Yeah.
Could McMahon gone with another wrestler other than Hogan?
No.
To create?
Not during that time period.
What he created.
No, not during that time period. Those were perfect. They all played their roles perfectly. I wouldn't want another hero. Hulk Hogan was was definitive America.
You couldn't have gone with a Kerry Von Erich?
No. Nope. Could you imagine Kerry Von Erich's promo? Pushing WrestleMania? I'm laughing at that. And I respect Kerry Von Erich. There's no fucking way.
How about, I don't know.
Dude, there's no one.
Slaughter. Slaughter might have been the guy.
No.
I agree.
No,
I agree.
Not at all. See,
how about the people that say Superstar Graham could have been the guy?
No effing way.
How about the great Bruno Sammartino?
No effing way.
No, take Bruno out of his older age and then move him as a younger guy.
No.
Thank you.
No, not even close. Matter of fact, it would have been met with embarrassing results, and Ric Flair would have owned the world. Ric Flair, everybody you just named is not Ric Flair, even. It's like, no way. Don't forget, their competition was Ric Flair. That's pretty good competition. You got to take that shit seriously.
People forget,
you know.
People forget that Hogan was bigger than life.
He was,
right? He
way bigger.
The part.
He sure did.
His promos were the part.
They were out of control. They're the greatest. They're
right?
The greatest. Yeah, Hulk Hogan was everything, and he still is. And he didn't do this once. WrestleMania changed the whole business. He did it again when he turned. The NWO blew the business into another stratosphere.
Is Hogan...
Oh, come on, guys. How many times do you have to change wrestling for you guys to at least respect what Hogan did?
So Hogan bigger than The Rock?
Yeah. As far as his impact on the business, not even close. The Rock didn't change the business. Hulk Hogan did, you know?
Phil says, never saw perfect against Hulk. What a matchup.
Oh, could you imagine?
They must have been great. So I saw them in the Garden.
There you go. Tell us. Tell us.
All right, I'll be honest with you.
Not so great.
Not so great.
Interesting. Isn't that weird how sometimes you pray for these combos and they don't work? Hogan and Flair. We've said it 1,000 times.
Absolutely.
That was the dream match. And they just didn't have that great chemistry.
It was a matinee. I was there. Mm. The place was empty.
Hogan,
first of all.
Hogan pinned perfect? How'd that go?
Oh, with perfect? I think Hogan pinned perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, perfect was great.
He was.
Perfect was great. I don't think those two had... Who was Hogan's greatest foil?
Andre. Has to be. Has to be Andre
at
the end of the day.
You know what? I wasn't even thinking that.
Has to be Andre, but no, it's a good question because you know damn well that there's two other names that right away belong there. Macho, right?
Wait, but Luce says that it was a tag match with Boss Man, Face versus Perfect and Lanny.
Hmm.
I'm sure I saw Hogan perfect.
Right.
I'm positive
right.
I saw
Well, you
Hogan
went to a
perfect.
Lot of cards, so it's possible for shit sure. I'm sure you did. But
so who's the other foils?
Well, Macho.
Right.
We have Andre Macho. You can't say, you got to say Warrior. Warrior was definitely one of his all-time greatest opponents. I don't care if it was a long program. It doesn't fucking matter. That is one of those rocket, matchups. That was a...
Roy says Orndorff.
Orndorff was
that,
too.
They were good.
Orndorff was effing great. Those two together were great. Yes. Paul Orndorff. There's a guy that I'm wondering, and who recently passed, of course. Doesn't he deserve basically as much love as the Pipers? What do you think? I think he does.
Yeah, he does. Ames says, Monty and Farrow, did you see title match interview? Hold on, my thing scrolled up a little bit. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you? Oh, title match episode entitled Greg Valentine, Why I'm Better Than Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan.
I did see that. I didn't click on it. Should I have?
Well, we got Valentine in tomorrow. We could ask him if he thinks he was better than Hogan, and I would be shocked if he said that
he loves Hogan.
Maria says something very interesting. The Lex Luger documentary was last Sunday. It was incredible.
You saw it.
It was incredible.
You never miss a documentary.
Never miss
what
a documentary.
What is with you in documentaries?
But the funny thing is Luger was supposed to be the next Hulk Hogan.
He was supposed to
and
be.
And he couldn't carry it.
It didn't work. Well, they
Vince
never even
tried,
put the...
Vince tried his best.
Should they have at least put their belt on him?
I think Vince realized it's futile.
Why, though? Bad wrestler? It doesn't matter. Hogan wasn't a mat technician. What was the problem with Luger? No, not good on the mic? Probably that, right? I don't know. I'm asking you. Why do you think that it didn't happen for Luger? Dude, when he landed on that ship, and that was cool. I mean, he was off to the races, wasn't he?
Or was it the execution after that? What's with the tour bus? He was like touring, trying to be, you know, he's campaigning to be champion or something.
When I watch the old videos of Luger, when Luger first came out in Florida Championship Wrestling, yeah, or when he was with the Horsemen,
yeah,
it was like, holy shit, that's Lex Luger.
Right. Luger was great.
Once he started becoming the face in WWE, I don't know. He didn't do it for me.
No.
He
just seems to be an NWA, WCW guy, right? There's a few that fall into that. Sting is, yes, Sting is too.
Absolutely.
For some reason. I don't know. It's hard to explain. It really is. Lex Luger was supposed to be, but wasn't. Oddly enough, who was the next after Hogan? If you really technically think about it, it's probably Hart and Michaels, right? Isn't that the next crop that comes along?
That's fair. Yeah.
You know, so it was the furthest thing from the muscle-bound approach that Luger was, you know, trying to follow in Hogan's footsteps.
I understand.
So,
well, I want to wish Hulk Hogan a very happy birthday.
He's the man.
He is the man.
He is the man.
Real quick, we're talking old school wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
AEW was last night.
Yeah.
We had two major blood matches going on there.
And they're bleeding again. Okay.
Thoughts on the bleeding or the excessive bleeding that's going on in AEW
at
this point?
Make the bleeding count. They just bleed to bleed, you know. And again, who's bleeding anyway? You know, like, what was it, Darby Allin versus this Brody King fella?
Yes.
Darby Allin needs to bleed every week, I guess, to get himself over, because I am not buying into Darby Allin. I just can't.
By the way, not to veer off, Almighty says Hogan versus Piper.
Mm-hmm.
I saw War to Settle Score. Still to probably to this day, I was there live.
Yeah.
Probably the greatest match I've ever seen in my life.
I can see that.
That thing was off the hook.
I can see that.
Piper, one of my all-time favorites. Hogan, one of my all-time favorites. And
that had to be on.
Wrestling, again, maybe it's because of our age, though, Jimmy, because it was meant so much back then.
Or maybe it's because nowadays they don't allow characters to get that big. Maybe it's that. Mm. You ever think about that? Because I think that that's what it is. You know, Roddy Piper was in business for himself, but happened to be working for Vince, if you understand what I'm
saying. Understood,
yeah. Hulk Hogan, same thing.
Right.
His whole career. You know, Ric Flair, to this day, is in business for himself.
Right.
You know what I mean? Especially after that horrendous last match. Oh, my God. Anybody else get worried about Rick in that last match? I did. You know?
Loose Cannon says, Darby may not be great, but they are killing this kid.
What do you mean, like for what they physically asked this kid to do?
That kid's doing a lot.
Of course he is. I mean, respect bonus points for that, but in general, I cannot take him seriously. I just can't. He is too small. You know, I mean, what is his deal? You know, I mean, I hate to be that way, but a world champion to me better be at least one of two things. If you're a monster, okay, fine. Your might makes right. Or you better be Daniel Bryan or Kurt Angle or someone who can wrestle you right out of your gym shorts.
Right.
You got to have one of the two. If you are someone who doesn't have one of these two characteristics, or both, you ain't getting me. I'm not interested. I am not interested. Darby Allin is too fucking small. And like you've said 1,000 times, and I don't consider myself a big dude, obviously. You know, right. You're a big dude. Mm. But I look at Darby Allin and go, I would knock his fucking teeth out.
Right.
I do not want to invest myself in that. I want someone that I can go, fuck yeah, fuck. No thanks.
So let me ask you something. Would you rather have a Lex Luger with limited ring skills against a Darby Allin who can do a million of
I'd rather have Lex Luger. Sorry. Does that make me old
no,
school?
No, it doesn't.
I don't think it does. I don't think it makes me old school. I dug Braun Strowman. I was recently saying to you, I miss Braun Strowman.
Right.
Big motherfucker. Entertaining. He is entertaining. He's a cartoon character.
Right.
You know? I'd rather have one Braun Strowman than 55 Darby Allins. And look, if that's what floats the current,
Jason,
you know,
says, Water Settle Score, awesome. MTV, man.
Amazing. Fucking amazing. You know, and that's another thing, too. MTV was relevant back then. We had a vehicle that Vince could partner up with that was mod, that was cool.
But it was
there were so many different things,
man,
about that time period.
It was like
period.
Such limited stuff, Jimmy. So it was like, yeah, it was special.
Right.
You know, you could look at a million channels now. Back then it was like, oh my God, I'm going to catch it. We talk about it all the time.
Right.
The times we used to cruise through the channels at 2 o'clock in the morning and be like, oh my God, wrestling from the Capitol Center.
Sometimes what I would give for us to not have it so easy to watch whatever we want whenever we watch it, so I could appreciate it all over again.
Yes.
You know?
You know, it's so funny. When I look at these matches, I can remember them like they were yesterday.
Yeah.
And I can't even remember some of the matches I saw yesterday.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying?
I absolutely do. But you know what's sticking in my mind? The Lesnar-Reigns match.
that just happened.
Absolutely.
That's sticking in my mind.
Yes.
You know, so there are some matches that continue to resonate depending on
Luce,
how good
they
were.
We got to agree with you, right? Darby may not be great, but they are killing the kid.
The kid is
giving his all.
Hey, he's got big brass-sized balls. Nothing but respect for what he's physically done over there. But again, too small. Stop. You know, just stop. You know, I used to think Sami Zayn was a small guy. Now I see how much smaller they're becoming. Sami Zayn's a skyscraper,
right,
compared to some of these guys.
Right.
It's hard to figure out. You know.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back, and hopefully we can hit you with something, okay?
Yeah.
Jared?
Wrestling fans, now you too can look as cool as Monty and the Pharaoh by wearing the official Monty and the Pharaoh sunglasses at night for $8.99 each. That's only $8.99 each. Now available at MontyandThePharaoh.com.
Oh, what's up, Mike?
Hey, Jimmy, what's going on?
Yeah, nothing much.
You know, Jimmy, I love this country.
Oh.
I love to buy Made in America material. And I love to buy my artwork at TAG, TAAG, Made in America, 14 East Broadway, Port Jefferson, New York, 11717, the shop at the corner.
Hi, it's Josh from Under the Table Hot Sauce. I'm here with my friend, the star of the show, Jimmy Pharaoh.
Yeah, what's up, JB?
Nah, nothing.
It's been a hot summer, and for all your barbecue needs, you can go to underthetablehotsauce.com. 13 unique flavors to choose from, created and bottled in a Long Island kitchen. underthetablehotsauce.com. Let's go chow, JB.
Let's do it.
All the flavor, twice the burn.
Welcome back to Long Island's number one pro wrestler broadcast, Monty and the Pharaoh. We were working on something. We were having a little technical issues, but on the line, we're going to try this.
On the line?
Who's on the line? Who is this?
LJ up in the house.
Marty Jannetty in the house, brother. What's going on?
I'm mad as hell, man. I want to see y'all, and I want to see the fans.
What'd you do? Drop kick your computer? What did you do?
Well, it's all good. I think everybody could hear you. Thank you for coming on the show. Marty, how's everything going, man? It's been a while. I had COVID last week. You couldn't make it into studio. I wouldn't be able to see you anyway because I had COVID. But I want to say, how you doing, bro? It's been a long time. We miss you. How you doing, Jimmy?
Jimmy's doing fine. I thought you got COVID on purpose to stay away from me.
No, it was Eric Sims.
Yeah, was that Rick Sims?
Oh, my God.
I love Eric. He's way different than most people. I don't know how that man has walked through this world. It's some tiger or some animal didn't eat him up already.
He looks scrumptious, doesn't he? He's a very filling meal.
Yeah, we saw the video once on YouTube.
Yeah, it's fun to watch.
Hey, Marty, we're talking about Hulk Hogan's birthday. You wrestled during the Hulk Hogan era. What was it like? What was Hogan like, and what did it mean to you to be on the same card with, like, a Hulk Hogan?
Oh, man, I love him to death. I love him, man. A lot of people don't like him. Everybody got their own reason. Most of them jealousy. But that brother was so good. He was good to me. I'll tell y'all something I shouldn't tell you. And I don't know why I even said that to start with. But we used to, he's in Tampa, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was in Orlando at the time. When I first started wrestling WWE, we moved to Orlando, bought a house. Because it's like Trav Skank I was dating. She was like an actress. And it was so good for her to live in Orlando, you know, for acting and modeling. But Hulk would invite everybody that lives in Florida to come down. Come on down. And he would throw fucking elaborate parties. I mean, sometimes it was some COVID, just back in the day. We don't do that much cocaine anymore. It would be cocaine, it would be pills. There was this one time, don't you all, nobody is hearing this right now would see this, but you would walk in the door. This is actually the Nasty Boys place. Remember the Nasty Boys?
Yep.
You walk in, and you remember them bubblegum things where you pulled a little thing, two or three bubblegum things?
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
It'd be like fucking, what do you call it? Xanax.
You serious? Well, like an 8-ball of Coke comes out if you put 50 cents in?
Yeah.
Wow.
You, whatever you got, you take that and go on into the party.
Yeah, that's what...
That's what he started with.
hey, Marty, at these...
Go back. But that's how you came in. That was your cover charge.
That was your cover... So at these parties, was there like a lot of swinging going around, like everybody with everybody's women and men, or what was going on there?
If it was, that could have been. That wasn't what I know. What I know was it was a great time. You know, everybody having a good time. Beefcake tried to fuck everybody's girl. I loved him. But he was trying to fuck everybody's girl, including mine. I had to grab him one time and say, hey, bro, stop it. He was like, what, man? I'm like, stop it. I don't know what you're talking about, so do it again, you will. And guess what? He stopped it.
That's funny.
But I'm sure it was something like that could have been. But for the most part, Rum and Hogan was the man. He's the one that made everything happen. It was just a good time. All the boys got together. You know, it was all the boys getting together. And he for the bill. You know what he did? I mean, for the Florida boys, like I was up in Orlando, most of the guys lived in Tampa. You know, some guys were in Miami, some guys were, I don't know what the hell anybody else was. But he would rent a yacht, and you'd go down there. This is like, we didn't have many days off back then. Like, we had a couple of days off. On our second day off, so you can get home and rest one day. Second day, you would go down to Tampa. You know, he invited you down, and he'd buy a yacht, like a three-story, you know, the big-ass yachts. And it was like all the food, all the drinks. And, of course, back then, there was a lot of cocaine that accidentally showed up.
Accidentally?
Another party things. But all paid for. All you did is showed up, man. Bar day. But you know, the cool thing about it was Hulk paid for all that. What it would do, the boat would go out in the bay, you know, Tampa Bay, and it would go around in a circle. Big ass circles, because the bay, Tampa Bay is kind of big. But it would go around the big circle, around the big circle. Time it got to the third one, if you wasn't fucked up, you wasn't going to get fucked up.
Hey.
And then he took your ass where you was gonna go. But he paid for all that. People talk shit about him. Fuck that.
Mm.
That's a good man, brother.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, Marty, we have the fans haven't heard from you in a while. You know, Dan Marotti passed away. I know that must have been shocking. Can you share some thoughts on Dan Marotti with the fans?
I was listening to my answering machine messages. Because I got some cheap-ass damn prepaid, you know, almost a flip phone. But I only get to keep 20 messages. It don't matter if they're 1 minute or 30 minutes. It's 20 of them, which is the dumbest thing ever. What if it's 19, 20-minute messages? and he was on there with, remember John Nord?
Yeah.
They called me from the show one time, and John Nord, I love him, that's my brother, and what hurt a little bit was, her, you know, Dan was like, hey, Monty, you know, Monty, Monty with Monty, and I was like, everybody, you know, he's dead, so you're hearing a voice from the grave, and I was like, you know, do I erase this or I keep this, and I kept it.
Mm.
I mean, I had arguments with Dan a lot, and you know that. And we straighten them out every time. I loved him. Mm. Not sexually. I never had sex with him. But, I mean, I loved him, brother. I love him. Gosh, man. They said he died in the shower. Not jacking off, but he had a heart attack in the shower. Maybe it was jacking off, but it was just, but what they said. Because he had a damn CRPS or some shit.
Okay.
You know, it was painful. Man, he would hurt almost as bad as me at times.
Hmm.
And whenever he had an attack, he was in, you know, I heard different stories. I heard a car wreck, which, okay. I didn't know. I wasn't there. And then I heard in the shower, which, I mean, who dies in the shower? But it made sense, heart attack. That was the part that made sense. Heart attack could happen anywhere. That could happen in a chicken coop. And, I felt so bad because me and him argued over some things, and one of them was y'all guys. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we always made up. Now, he was always my boy. Goddamn, he was just so hard-headed. He just wanted things the way he thought was the way to do them. And nothing against him, but sometimes I knew a little bit better than he did. And all right, what if we did this? Oh, okay, and then he blow right past it and do it the way he wanted to do. But, yeah, man, he was a good brother.
Marty, being a veteran with your resume, that I can see why that would bother you if he was blowing right past some of your ideas. I can see that.
Well, I mean, I had some ideas because I got some ideas. Let me tell you about the barbershop window. Legendary.
Yeah, Marty, but Marty, before you get into it, I want to ask you that question. How does it feel that barbershop window is one of the greatest moments in the history of pro wrestling? How does that make you feel?
If not the, well, let me tell you, when we went through our little problem, me and Sean, we had to sit down with Vince. He goes, "Oh, guys, we'll split you up. What's your, do you all have an idea how you'd like to do it?" And we had talked about it, because Sean always wanted to go on to singles, which was fine with me. And I always said, "That's fine, Sean, just don't spring it on me." And motherfucker, he didn't spring it on me that day. But, so we said, yeah, we have an idea. Because we had talked about doing something crazy. And we had talked about, we actually, because Arsenio, you remember Arsenio Hall?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we had actually thought we were going, because all the boys were getting to go on there. So we said, let's go on Arsenio Hall and do it. Because Arsenio would work with you and make it even better. So it was originally thought we would do it on Arsenio Hall. But I have a tendency to keep going too far. And when we first were talking about it, and him and I were agreeing, like, yeah, throw me through the window, throw me through the window. And then I told him, I said, here's what you do. After you throw me through the window, I'll be bleeding. And you get some bottle of gasoline, alcohol, all gasoline, and you pour it over me. And we'll have a lighter right there. Beefcake, you know, it was over the barbershop. Beefcake will be right there. You grab a lighter and you come over to me and you're gonna light me. You pour gas on me, right? and you're gonna, and Beefcake grabs you. No. And then everybody comes out and breaks it up. And Sean was so into it until that part. He goes, that might be too much.
Yeah, lighting you on fire might be too much. I agree. There might be a bit more.
You know, but you get carried away. I thought, like, how in the world could you be more fucking vindictive and evil than pour gas on your boy
right.
and grab a lighter and
right.
make a... But that wasn't needed. Just what we did was enough.
Marty, it's not easy to ask you this, but I'm going to give it a shot because we always talk very real with you. So forgive me in advance if this rubs you the wrong way. Have you ever? Yeah, there you go. Oh boy, he knows already. Marty, have you ever found any peace from the way Sean treated the breakup and how he was to you afterwards? I mean, are you okay with it from time to time? Does it come up and creep its ugly head up again from time to time and get you very angry? I mean, have you found peace with the way Sean treated you after? Because to the fan, he seems like a real phony prick. Forgive me.
And he was. He's good now. He was back then. And when it first happened, and it was the whole barbershop window was my idea.
It's a great idea.
And when it worked, he ran around. Yeah, I thought of this and I thought of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it didn't really matter. It's like, okay, it's working. You know, let's do our thing. I don't give a shit to get credit. You know, it's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I love Sean, but there was more than one time, if I could say this, I had to go ahead and keep him straight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do it again. Say it again, bitch. That kind of thing.
Right.
So he's my brother. And as far as like what you said, have I reached peace with it? Yeah, man. Do you know what I tell all my people? Because I do seminars now. I love teaching the kids. I love that. That's my favorite thing. And I tell them, I mean, how could I be mad? Sean was my best student.
Right. Right. Right.
And it's true. He was a student. I taught him everything. He got good and went on and did better. But how did he start? I taught him. And then I tagged up with the 1-2-3 kid. We went on to win the championship. I taught the kid to who, remember 1-2-3 kid? He went on to become Xbox, you know, badass as hell.
Of course.
And then I tagged with Bob Holly. But I love Bob Hardcore Holly. But goddamn, was it difficult. But I taught his ass too. And he went on to be hot. He was Bob Sparky T plug or some shit.
Yeah.
And he went on to be Hardcore Hollywood champion. Al Snow, when I tagged, Al was just getting his best break. Now, I will say this about Al. I learned from him, too. I taught him some things, but he taught me some things. That brother right there, way on time. And then after me, he became, you know, another one that was just unreal. What's his name? The Billy Gunn, the blonde one, of Smoking Guns.
Sure.
He come up and he goes, God damn, I got a tag with you. I'm like, why? You got a tag team partner. He goes, it doesn't matter. Everybody you tag with goes on to be champion.
That's crazy.
Does that ever get under your skin, Marty, having that...
He said they should call you Springboard.
That's funny.
Everybody you tag with springboards to the top.
Does Marty, does that get under your skin sometimes? Like what's with this fucked up karma?
Maybe back then because I knew I was better than them.
Right. Right.
But that was immaturity, that was young age. As I got older I was, okay, how can you get mad? That was your best student.
There you go. Marty, how do you feel about Vince McMahon stepping down? You certainly know the man. How do you feel about that?
Well, one of the things is I don't believe half the stories I hear.
Okay.
Because, I mean, he likes guys more than he likes women.
What?
Oh, shit.
What? He's a pickle smuggler? What are you getting at? Wait a minute. Elaborate, please.
The Vince that I know, well, first of all, he wouldn't need to sneak around with women. And secondly, he liked guys more than he liked, you know, girls.
Now,
if they would have said he's stepping down because he had to pay hush money to this guy and that guy, I would have said, goddamn, Vince, you fucked up. But when he said it on the women, I thought, no, that was probably Linda McMahon. Linda loved women. It was Linda that loved the women.
Jesus.
What are you saying? Are you saying Linda hit Trish Stratus or something? What are we talking here? Oh, my God, bro.
I love you like that. I like Trish. I respected Trish because that was one hard-ass working girl. I watched her get better and better.
Sure.
You know, but respect for that.
You know, so, Marty, you brought up Vince with men. So,
oof.
Tell us.
I did.
All right. Well, yeah, you're right. So, tell us. Did Sean have a sexual relationship with Vince McMahon?
Oh, man.
I wouldn't know that. Do I doubt it? No. But do I know it? No.
Okay, so not to corner you, but you were leaning towards more yes than no?
Let me tell you what I know about Sean.
Oh, he's smart.
I love Sean.
Okay.
When we were doing bad, and we were trying to get by, we were down in Tennessee Territory, they called it. And it was a brother named Ronnie Gossett. Loved that man. I loved Ronnie. He was gay as hell. It was like, at that time, we considered him an old man. He was like 50, and he loved guys, and he would spend all of his money on guys. He had a wallet, and in his wallet, he had like a list of guys that were like Ricky Morton,
Robert Gibson?
No, the one that tagged with dark hair, Bagwell, Marcus Bagwell.
Okay.
And he had with a quarterback stuff. For Vanderbilt. He had all these guys. Hey. He had them listed. Like, this is not number one. This is not number two. And he played against Sean. He goes, you wear number one. Now you're number three. Sean, you know, like, let him get with him. Sean would never mess with him. And he would always ask, me and him love each other. I'm not that way. I got nothing against it.
Right.
But I'm not that way.
Right.
And, he knew that. And he was like, what's your partner, though? What do I need to do? I said, I don't know. Give me some money and we'll figure this out. But he would do all he could to get Sean.
Wow.
And then there was one, we weren't making no money, man. We were making nothing. Here's how bad it was in that territory, Jerry Lawler's territory. Me and Sean, at first we stayed with the Nasty Boys. They had a one, you remember the Nasty Boys?
Sure.
Yeah, they had a one-bedroom apartment. And when we moved down there, from Minneapolis, because we all started in AWA together, so we come down there like, stay with us. And so we did. It was four of us in a one-bedroom place. They had their own little bedroom. They had two beds in there, one, their little bedroom. And Sean and I would take turns sleeping on the couch or floor. We'd alternate. And it was like four of us in a one-bedroom place. And we put our money together. Up the street was all you could eat Chinese place. It was $4.95 or whatever the hell, $5. And you just go load the fuck up and you wouldn't have to eat again until the next day. And and so that's how we were getting by, because you wasn't making no fucking money. So that's how we were doing it. Well, Ronnie Gossett, the older man, he shows up and he's all about Sean. And we ain't none of us got no goddamn money. And then Sean goes and spends the night off with Ronnie. They go stay downtown Nashville. This was in Nashville. We were living in Nashville. And they go downtown to the Hilton somewhere. And Sean shows up the next day, and he's got a full-length leather jacket. And we're like, wow, how?
Any stains on that jacket? Any stains on that jacket?
And then the next day, brand new snakeskin boots.
Oh, boy.
And we're like, how?
So when you asked him, did he give you an explanation, or were you just like, don't ask, don't tell?
Oh, he did. Ronnie took me shopping. Yeah, I'm like, but why?
Right. Oh, there was a snake all right in those snakeskin boots. I got you.
So that's the best I can answer about Sean taking a shortcut.
That's a pretty good answer.
Damn.
Ricky Morton told me one time, he said, he called me MJ. He goes, MJ, he goes, I want you to know something. He goes, I never went to bed. I mean, because we used to party and play. And, back then we did a little bit of cocaine, or a lot. And he called me MJ. I never went to bed with an ugly girl. But I woke up with quite a few.
This is true.
There you go.
Your partner, something ain't right.
Ooh.
I was like, what do you mean? He goes, you know what I mean. I'm like, I can't deny it, for real. somehow, we ain't none of us making money, but Sean's coming up with new leather jackets, put snakeskin boots, spending the night with Ronnie at the Hilton downtown. That's all I know. I don't know did he put a dick in his ass or in his mouth or any of that. That I don't know. But I know he was the only one coming up with new clothes.
Oh, my God.
Ow.
So, Marty, we're almost out of time. I want to thank you for joining us.
Where are we at?
We are. So, the Boston wrestling fans out there want to ask, what are your fondest memories about Boston wrestling? And Eric Clapton says hello.
Eric's my boy, man. I love him. I love
him. He was there when there was a problem once, and he helped me through it. He's like, calm down, calm. He kept me kind of good. You know what? I love Dan. There was a time or two that I was going to stroke his ass up at one time on camera, and never did, thank God. But I mean, when I get mad, sometimes I'm not, I don't do right. But I love him, Eric Clapton. I called him that because he looked like it. You know who Eric Clapton is, right?
Oh, hell of a guitarist. Yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. And he's got that hairdo like him, so I always call him Eric Clapton. Hey, Eric, love you, brother.
Slow hand. Nice.
But yeah, well, the best things about Boston wrestling was I got wifeys because I'm single. And every city I go to, I was on the road for like 30 years, goddamn 40.
Sure, sure.
But Boston wrestling, because I was up there every other month. And so I got to see Boston again. And I love Boston, man. And by the way, the Braves beat them up two games in a row the other day. I got new wifeys out of that whole deal. I noticed a shallow thing.
New wifeys? That's not a shallow thing. Go on, Marty. And share, by the way. I mean, go ahead.
I was always happy. And I had some wifeys that were up there. And I thought, I get to see them. And they didn't show up. So, I got new ones. I was going to have with the new ones, but... I had some already. I mean, it was a fun time.
Hey, Marty, last question. Fans out there want to know, was the fight between you and me real?
Between what?
You and I, was it real?
Who am I talking to?
It's Monty.
Well, here's what happened.
Who am I talking to?
you know this. You can't get mad at me. I was mad at you. Because the time before when I came there, y'all was at the studio.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yep.
You were talking shit about me, and then you talk shit about me. I mean, I'm just being real.
Okay.
And you talk shit about me on the show, like the next week when I went there to defend myself. So I already knew when I saw you, the next time it's going to be a problem if he starts this shit again, and you started this shit again. did you call me a liar?
You are not lying.
So far, so good, MJ.
You are right on the ball.
You know what though? My boy Jimbo, I love him so much, man. He was so upset. I mean, it hurt my feelings how upset he got. Because the camera kept rolling, remember? What was his name? Jimmy Fallon? Or no, not Jimmy.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Farrell.
We got you. Keep
Jimmy
going.
Farrell, brother.
Jimmy Fallon. You want to go again? Jimmy Fallon. Go ahead.
He kept the camera rolling, and Jimmy was over there like, for real, you're legal to do this shit. You're going to turn up the whole studio. Fuck this shit. I need a cigarette.
I did.
All right. Last question before we go.
Will
the Rockers ever be in the WWE Hall of Fame?
Better be yeah.
Yes. Here's something. I'm going to throw my heart out there on this one. It would mean a lot to me because I dedicated my life to this.
Yeah.
And I see people. Now, Donald Trump and I are friends. We're very good friends. I mean, he didn't call me yesterday before he got raided. But very good friends. And, but he's in the Hall of Fame. And I'm like, wait a minute. What match did he have?
Right. Right. Right.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
That's David Arquette, dude. He's in the Hall of Fame. What?
Right.
Not?
Yeah.
and so it would mean a lot because all they would do, even though it's a damn show, all they would do is for people that don't know it, they say, oh, man, you in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. It just puts a exclamation point on your career.
Sure.
It's not happening right now because of a lawsuit. They won't do it because of a lawsuit. It was a CTE, the brain damage lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to be a part of that. But they would not help me with my broken up ankles and shit. And so I said, okay, I'll join that lawsuit.
Yeah.
And I could have talked to Vince. Me and Vince are good with each other. I love that man. He loves me. I love his whole family. They love me. Everybody in that family, including Triple H and Stephanie, they love me, and I love them. I got no problems with none of them. But because of that lawsuit, I guess they made a blanket statement like none of these guys go in Hall of Fame. Who's Road Warriors? Yo, if the Road Warriors ain't in the fucking Hall of Fame, nobody needs to be there. Right?
Yeah.
Those guys changed the whole, as Sean had idea, in a different way.
Right.
Joe and Mike, you know, Animal and Hulk, they came in and changed everything. Here's some big ass, muscle ass, paint faces, shoulder pad. Look at this gimmick.
Yep.
Badass boys will beat the shit out of you. They changed the game.
Yeah, they did.
Turn all fat belly boys started being muscle guys.
Yep.
Sean and I came around and we were like, oh, smaller guys, but jumping off top rope, doing flips, doing everything you could, out fast. You know, you're just quick, you're just fast.
Game changer.
Change the game.
Game changer. Yep.
Here's the thing. And Sean, if you listen, I love you. You know, I love my brother. I love Sean. He is in the Hall of Fame twice, I think. I think DX, but I know he's still.
Correct.
He's in there for himself.
Correct.
And then I think he's DX.
Mm-hmm.
Ric Flair is his hero. Ric Flair's in there twice.
Mm-hmm.
If Sean goes in a third time, he will be the only person in there three times. You know how he gets in there a third time?
Rockers.
That's it.
I agree. I agree. Honestly, Marty, you should be in twice for your solo career and the Rockers, but that's me. What do I know? I'm Jimmy Fallon. What do I know?
Don't. All right, Marty, we love you. Thank you for coming on. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you for all you do, and thank you. I'm married.
I'm smart.
Smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't say that. His wife just heard that.
What? It's got nothing to do. No reflection on his situation. Just as I'm in your boat, Marty.
Hey, you know I never heard the word cow-towel before I was on the show.
You used it on me during the morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike said, he goes, why are you cow-towing him? I'm like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is your cow-towel? I was like, I'm not cow-towing. that was great. Funny. Classic stuff, Marty.
Marty, I love you. I'll talk to you soon. All right, my friend.
All right, I miss y'all, man.
Love you. Bye.
Take care, Marty.
Hey, hey.
Yo.
How's Dan Marotti? Dan, the pizza man.
I heard his wife cheated on him, and she left him.
And his store closed.
Okay, that's good.
All right,
love
you. Bye.
What the fuck?
Marty Jannetty, pal.
Marty! Hey!
So thank you, guys. We wanted to surprise you. Marty couldn't get the camera working. But Jared, thank you for attempting to get the camera working.
Yeah, Jared.
But Marty never fails, and we thank you guys for joining us. We hope to see you tomorrow for This Week in Pro Wrestling. And then Greg the Hammer Valentine in studio, It should be fun. We are blessed to have you all in our lives. Jimmy?
You've been watching Monty and the Pharaoh, and thank you for being well and alive and back next to me, my partner.
Yep.
And, of course, until tomorrow, we'll catch you for the Hammer, Greg Valentine. Later.